If you're here with a burden, if you're here with a burden, I don't know who is with a burden. Just lay your hand on your chest. I hear deeply in my spirit, it says he's the one who takes a burden off his people. If you're here with a burden, I don't know what it is. It could be a concern. It could be a financial burden. It could be stress. It could be pain. It could be health issues. Whatever it is, just lay your hand on your chest. Just lay your hand on your chest. He is the burden lifter. He is the burden lifter. He is the burden lifter. Le paka da mande ete prega dos sonde in the vega dos le makaba da handa ya da dos le makaba da gados soteya. It could be fear, worries, concerns. E makande in the vega dos sonde lima handa dos. Is a burden lifter. He's a burden lifter. Kamande ida dos. Elemande kebeke dos. Sop delik abalabosh.
Oti korole Christi akwata. Oti korole Christi akwata.
And you bring us into that place of rest in you, trusting, solidly resting on you, our solid rock, where we are not shaking, where we are not perturbed, where we are not afraid, trusting that you who began a good work will bring it to completion. Glory to you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. This is one of the things I love about being in church and not missing service. And I'll tell you why. Pastor has always taught us that for every meeting, God orchestrates and what's the word? Dispenses. He gives out. He unleashes. He releases things for every meeting. So one meeting is always different from the other meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. So you could say, but I was here on Thursday. It doesn't matter. What God has for you on Tuesday radio broadcast is absolutely different from what he has for you for School of Miracles and what he has for you this morning. Amen. I never planned it with a choir. But just imagine all that has been said since morning from the Bible school till now is the same thing. Re-echoing, just like Mrs. D said, when God is hammering on something or something is being re-emphasized, then you know that is the way to go. Hallelujah. Let's always align ourselves with God's word. Hallelujah. This morning, we'll be looking at God's word briefly. And the title of the message is Christ, my solid rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ, my solid rock. When we look at the book of Genesis, Pastor was teaching us some a couple of weeks ago about the beginning, and he was talking about what happened to Eve, how the devil approached Eve, and the devil approached the woman and told and asked that question, did God say? And the woman said, yes, that we should not, but we should. Each time anything comes that wants to take you away from the path, the established path God wants you to be on, always be watchful. Because if the devil cannot get you to sin against God, he can never get you. First, what he wants to do is take your joy or get you to offend or sin against God so that you will be off track. That's where he's like cornering you, put you for one chance. May God help us in Jesus' name. So there is an original plan of God for us. And God's original plan for us as his children is seen in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's look at from 26 and then 28. He said, then God said, let us make man in our what? Image. In our image. When you look at the mirror, what do you see? A reflection of yourself. You see yourself. So we are God's express image, the reflection of God. Hallelujah. And as he be, now so we be. You say, black, now so God be. For this my nose, now so God be. I got one guy where he tell me, say, I know, God head nothing be like this my head. Now this, you see, this my head. Maybe I will be in our head. I say, that's, you are the express image of God. Hallelujah. According to our likeness. The other time I was saying that when God wanted to make fish, he spoke to the sea. When he wanted to make plants, he spoke to the ground. But when he wanted to make man, he spoke to himself. This is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He said, let us make man. So we are the express image of God. Hallelujah. So when you walk the face of the earth, let nothing intimidate you. Because your Father owns the earth. Hallelujah. Let them have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So it's an abnormal or out of place. Those of us where they fear cockroach, have dominion over the cattle. We never talk cattle now, cockroach. Rats. I was going to set trap for rats in my farm because I noticed some of them and I wanted to set trap. And the lady that works with us said, ah, okay, what do you want to do? I said, we won't catch rats. He said, ah. He said, no. She was afraid. I said, you don't fear rats? He said, eh. I said, cockroach, you come. He said, eh. I said, ah. You for fear mosquito too now. We have dominion. Hallelujah. I know some people, when they see cats, we have dominion. Amen. That means if you now see snake, service don't close. Pyum, somebody don't cross. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I have dominion. I have dominion. The dominion he gave you is not for keep. And then you just sit down and say, I have dominion. I have dominion. I have dominion. I was going somewhere 2 days ago, and I was surprised to see in town all this, what do you call them? Aboki that leads cow, you know? They were on the road, and you need to see where people were just giving chance. Hallelujah! Those are animals that Adam would just hold their horn like this, knock their head, and say, hey, go that way. Amen. But really, we have dominion. And that's the reason why Daniel, even in the lion's den, was not perturbed. He understands the power he has inherent within him. Amen. All right, let's move on. The next verse, 27. He says, verse 27. Okay. He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Hallelujah. This was in Genesis 1:26. Why I'm reading this is because if we go forward in Genesis chapter 2, you will see where God already in verse 27, God, in God's plan, man was there. So he created man and woman. So Adam and Eve were already in Adam, in man. Because when he's talking about man, creating man, he's talking about man and woman. They are one. Hallelujah. So we're not separated. So, but having made this plan, he had not made man yet. So this was his plan. How many of you built a house before planning to build? What's the first thing you do? You plan. Abi? Then you begin to build. Abi? Uh-huh. So God, in God's original plan, he thought of you. I'm going to make Amos. There will be a Daniel. There will be a divine. There will be an Osato. Eh? Famous. Gideon. Call the name. You may think that my name is Lebeshuku and I don't know what I did. He did here. Hallelujah. A child asked the mom was. That was when we were reading. And Adam knew his wife. And he said, so does it mean that mommy knew daddy and they gave birth? He said, yes. So you were in God's original plan. Amen. Let's see the book. Okay, 28. Let's see 28. Verse 28, please. Amen. So we are very precious in the sight of God. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Each time we find ourselves not living in accordance with what God has asked us to do, something is out of place. Because in God's original plan, we are to live life full, complete, established, blessed, happy. So each time you see the devil wanting to steal your joy, you just know. My wife woke up 2 nights ago, and then I was praying and studying in the sitting room, and she was in the room, and then she woke up and she said, that morning when I woke up and I wanted to go to the farm, and she said, she grabbed me and said, let's pray. And then she told me some of the things that she had seen and all that. And I said, okay, yeah. And I told her some things also that I had in mind and all that. And we prayed. We prayed and prayed and prayed until there was a release. And then I left. And then I came back. And all the things we prayed were just falling in line. We're just falling in line. God was just taking. See, there are problems. I get very well what Pastor was talking about. We don't go chasing demons and carrying machine gun and say, I want to go after the devil. No. In worshiping God and living life the way he has established in his word, that we should honor him, obey his word, and live life like this, we get all those other things taken care of. Somebody's wondering in his mind that, does it mean that we will not take care of the devil? No, it's not your business to do that. It's not your business to do that. Worship your God, serve the Lord, just be committed. And then you see that he is nothing because he's taken care of. He's been placed under your feet. We read that on Thursday when we're studying. God has placed him under the feet of Christ. And we are in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And so that is taken care of. Where's the devil? Under my feet. So don't go worrying your head and think of all the names of demons and shaka demons and all that. No, no, no. It's not your business. Get busy knowing God for yourself more and more. Eat his word. Because then you'll be able to manifest the fullness of what God represents in your life. Amen. So everything was just falling in place. And falling in place. And we were wondering, we just looked and say, this can only be God. So the place of prayer is very, very important. But what are you praying? I don't waste my time carrying machine guns and all that and be worrying about the devil. No, 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 no. I just worship the Father and give him glory and thank him for the things he has done. I was coming to church and I was hearing somebody was praying and he was saying, oh, filthy rag, oh, God. He was praying for mercy, but the way he was praying, As if this one live with this thing consciousness, you're not going to glorify God today. And I just said, Lord, I thank you because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I didn't buy it. I didn't work for it. I can't. But I thank God that it's a gift. Hallelujah. If you are giving a gift, Pastor was talking this morning about Mrs. Dibby giving a blank check. It's like giving you a gift and you leave. Imagine giving you that blank check and you never even wrote anything. I just sat on it. You go hungry there. So you are rich, but you are actually living like you are in debt. You could be in debt and you're sick and you need medication. But you have a blank check in your hand. We were given a blank check in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Because he made us in his own image. So God not the sick. He has given us good health, long life, and everything that we want. We have them like a blank check. Use it. If you don't use it, you die like fowl. It's your fault. When I want to step out, I say, Lord, I thank you because I go in your protection. I go in your might. I am covered. I'm going out and I'm coming in successful. Hallelujah. When I didn't know that, I did verse before because I will call pastor. If I want to travel, pastor, I want to travel. Pastor said, go and come back with the verse. Say, the man of whom preserved, which kind of thing it is. But when I came to understand, I came to understand that, oh, I have dominion. I have power. I have rights in Christ. I use it. You know, you can be very, very wealthy, but you die poor. It's possible. Bible told us in the book of Luke about the young man who asked his father, say, Pale, give me my wages, give me my inheritance. I want to lofe. And the guy jackpa. And then he became broke. His father is still rich. What he took did not cause the father's wealth to be diminished in any way. That is how we are in Christ. When we go astray, it doesn't stop God from being righteous. Hallelujah. We're just fooling ourselves everywhere, looking for what is not missing. Come back home. Hallelujah. Until the boy came back to himself. Look at what he said. He said, even my father, the slaves in my father's house, they eat 3 square meals, they enjoy. Eat Fridays, they enjoy. And I'm here, struggling with meals for pigs. We cannot be born righteous by grace and not be living in the pit and eating from the gutter like sinners. That's not where we are meant to be. We are meant to be. The Bible says that we have been placed in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a place for us. And that's why he's our solid rock. We know who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. We know who we are in Christ. I once met somebody who said, we're praying, and then somebody made something. And then he was scared. He didn't want to pray. So we prayed to a point where we started binding every works of darkness and all that and putting them to naught and thanking God for victory that we have. I think we're praying for somebody else. He didn't want to bind. Some people are so scared. He said, you know, they're for trouble. Let me leave devil for in lane. I said, no, you don't know who you are. You have authority in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So one of the easiest ways that the devil got Eve to go off track was by, we call it identity crisis. So many people do not know themselves. And that's the reason why you see people who want to switch from being male to female and they break their wrist and they do like this and other. So identity crisis was Eve's problem. Did God say, now somebody go tell you what your papa be? These were people who God will come in the cool of the evening and fellowship with them because they were like him. And then the devil said no. The devil was not introducing and saying that if you eat this, you will become like God. What were they before? They were like God before. Or did you not read it? He said, let us make man in our own image. Yes. He said, okay, the devil said, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God. What were they like before? What were they made? They were made in the image of God. They were like God before originally. But the devil, like the Bible says, is cunning. More subtle than the other animals. So he came and said, you're not really a woman. You're a man in your recess. You can change your genitals and become something else. And change your name from Eve to Stephen. I've seen so many people change their name from Michael to Mitchell. And change all their body parts also from Michael to... They were talking about one that pretended to have changed. Now, he get picking, and he don't deceive so many people, don't change. Whether not he or she, now I go call her he, she. May God help us in Jesus' name. Know who you are in Christ. He's our solid rock. You can't twist him. So don't let the devil bamboozle you and twist you and begin to, like he did to Eve. Say you will become like God. What were they before? They were like God. You don't see those things that they do to small children when we're small. When somebody went big past you, wants something where they your hand, he will give you something, can't take that one, give you Nico. Many of you do not know Nico, sweet. Nico, eh? Black, like this, like Tonton. Those days will not get Tonton and Nico. Give you Nico, can't collect your big bread where they your hand. If you could have, you don't see sweet, one leak. They don't take bread, loaf from your hand. That's what the devil did to Eve. You will become like God and introduce something new to, and then took. And that's why, if you check, if you go down, look at Genesis chapter 2. Okay, 3 verse 5. Just open 3, 5 for us. Let's see. Genesis 3, 5. Oh, my God, by nation. We're going somewhere. Genesis 3, 5. He said, for God knows, okay, we've read it. 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took, you see, each time we sin, each time we go off God's original path for our lives, we will need help, human help, material, carnal help, to get covering. That's why somebody will do a wrong and tell lie to cover that wrong and tell another lie to cover that wrong. You want to do, you're going deep and deep. But the best thing is to come out and say, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm coming out. I'm not doing this anymore. Next verse. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. From the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Before, when God comes in the evening, they all gist and laugh. He comes to fellowship with them. Now, the Bible says that they heard. Meaning that the ability to even see is no longer there. Because they used to see and fellowship with him and gist with him like man and friend. But now, because something has been taken off them, they only heard. They only heard. We limit ourselves. A lot go out of us when we step out in line. Out of line. Next verse, then the verse 9, please. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Responsibility. Bobo 9 is, you are the one I gave responsibility. And I told you to take care of everything, including this woman. Where are you? Look at what he said. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I have stepped out of line, because I have allowed myself to be coerced by the devil, because I don't fall your hand. That's exactly what he was saying. I hid myself. Whew. Amen. So in God's original plan, God wants us to stay focused in that place where he has kept us, and so that we can grow. These things David understands so well, and that's why you see David write words like in Psalm chapter 18 verse 2, that the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. Because it pays you to stay on the path. There are wars you will win without fighting, without lifting a finger. He knows what he's saying. David used a word. I love to read the book of Psalms a lot because I try to get into the mind of David to see why he's writing what he's writing, how much he so adore God and give him all the praise and glory. In one of the verses, he said that he was talking about God and said, God wins battles with a sword. And you know, God cannot physically come to the ground, but he is the one who fights war, David. And then he won the battle against Goliath without lifting up a sword. I hope you know, David did not lift a sword, but he pulled Goliath down, a mighty giant down. Who is the one lifting the sword? God himself. So God fights on our behalf when we trust and stay on the solid rock. Hallelujah. And that's why he would write in Psalm 91 verse 1. That's our COVID scripture we're always reading from one to the end. But in verse 1, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of what? The Almighty. Amen. When you get home, you can read Psalm chapter 17, 1 to 15. You will see what he said, especially in verse 5, verse 9, and verse 13. You'll see some of the key words that was used there by David. How God opposed the steps and the path of him so that he will not sleep. Hallelujah. So that we will not fall. David understands so well the potency, the power of staying in God's awesome presence. Hallelujah. But there's hope. Yes, there's hope because we see that the first man, which is Adam that God made, sinned. And because he sinned, death came. So man that was meant to live long life and enjoy God's grace lost all of that. But then God made a way of escape by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die. And that's why in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you see where he said in the book of, if you read verse 17 to 21, you see where he said that if any man be in Christ, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. What I love about God mostly is the fact that I came to understand from the scriptures that he didn't just blot or cover our sins. So if our sins were written on a board, for instance, I have killed, I have stolen, I have done this, I have done that. He didn't cover it. What he did was he made me born anew. That's why we use the word born again. He made me become new, like one who had never existed before. One who, so it's not me that sinned. If you like, catch me and say, now you and I do something before. It's not me. And that's what Paul said. He said, I have robbed no man. I have never sinned before. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it's not him that sinned. Because the Paul you are seeing now, it's not that Saul that was Boko Haram that used to begay people. This Paul is a new species. One that had never lived before. He never existed before. Hallelujah. So that's what God did for us. Made us new. So the devil will be coming and whispering to you like he did to Eve. Say, you remember January 22, 1990, or 2000. No, it's not you. You are new. You are new. When you accept him as Lord and Savior, you are a new person. So your record starts counting from then. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 18, he says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He didn't only reconcile us. He said, go and bring go and meet people. Go and find people like you that were there. Bring them in. The next, 19, he said, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Remember, Adam fell. And then God, through Christ, is reconciling us back to that path of righteous standing with him. Not imputing their trespass to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Next verse, I love that. And he said, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Hallelujah. You know, when you don't do bad things before, and you come born again, it's easy for the person you and I don't do bad things before to get born again through you. Hallelujah. If you don't let him influence you, it's easy to, because when they see you, say, you feel change. You, when I know, that means me and my own self, I'm not smarting. Hallelujah. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. That last verse 21, he said, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the biggest gift he gave us. So Jesus, who knew no sin, Jesus was holy. He knew no sin. He became sin for us to become, that's a swap, for us to become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And in law, Sister Remy, correct me if I'm wrong. In law, that's what they call double jeopardy, right? You don't pay for the same sin twice, the same offense twice. So it has been taken care of. It has been paid. So now, it's like, the best way I can put it is like, you are a boxer, and then you go to the ring and you fight. And then when you come home, you are coming with your champion, championship belt. Your son can carry them and say, hey, I'm a champion in the house. Abi, now go ring, go fight. No. If Papa now win, this thing come. He say, hey, I'm a champion. That's what he did for. He gave us, because when you are coming with all your face that don't beat those bars, you are carrying the belt, you are giving it to your wife or giving it to your son. If your son or your wife feels like a champion, like now then I carry, hey, we are the winner. I have one younger brother, his wife. One time she went, she wrote something on social media. I said, come on, go and take that thing down. What did she say? Her husband is an engineer. So, and then he said, real women marry engineers. I said, you and who? Come on, go and take that thing down. So she was so proud to be the wife of an engineer. And I told her, I said, now you go, engineer. I said, leave me, bros, leave me. My husband is an engineer, and real women marry engineers. So people will marry lawyer and doctor and everything. Do not be anything. Come on, go and take that. But I'm talking about how we are supposed to brag in what God has won for us and handed over to us. He has given us the victory already. He is the solid rock. So we cannot fail. We cannot fail. I go through some things sometimes, and I always remind myself and tell myself that I have won this already. It's just that I'm seeing the battle now, but this battle has been won already, and the victory has been given, handed over to me. So I will go through this phase coming out as a winner. Hallelujah. And that's what we're supposed to have in our minds. Each time you're going through stops, each time the devil is trying to pull those strings on your mind and trying to play on your intelligence and telling you that, no, okay, you can just do this. Oh, look at that fine girl. Oh, this drink is just a little, did the Bible really condemn alcohol and all that? They're giving you all kind of stupid stuffs. Remind yourself, I have won this already. I am more than this. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. I think we'll keep that on one hand, according to Pastor Muyo. And then Galatians 2:20, quickly. Galatians 2:20, 21. We'll come back to Romans 8. Galatians 2:20 and 21. Hallelujah. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. What it means is that my ordinary life I was living before, life of sin, where I could do any nonsense, any yama, has been taken away from me. I do not have that will again. It is Christ who lives through me now. If you like, call me Mumu. He not consign me. The life I live now, I'll be robot. He get control. Wait till they control, and that's Christ. And so I must do his will. Because I'm a prisoner to him. But it's better to be a prisoner to Christ. That's why I say, take my yoke. It's light. The one when the word will give you heavy, it can kill you. Say, but my yoke will not do you any harm. So it's better to be a prisoner of Christ. Hallelujah. It's better to be mumu for Christ. Be a robot for him. He said, the life I live now is Christ that lives through me. I'll be removed. Just the time he said, do right, do good, live at peace. If they slap one cheek, give the other one. This, that, I'll be like mumu. Yes, I'm mumu for Christ. Hallelujah. But I'm fulfilling the will of God for my life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. My own life, don't yamu to, don't useless, don't go. The life I live now is the precious life of Christ living through me. How many of us watched RoboCop those days? One old film where a police officer died and he died, but his brain was still alive, so they put machines on him and all that. He identified those people that killed him and he went after them. So this is Christ living in me, I just imagine I'm a machine and Christ is in me and telling me that, okay, do this, do this, do this. I'm taking you somewhere. And then I'm just living life. And people are wondering, how did you know this? It's Christ. That's why I said we are custodians of divine mysteries. There are things that will be revealed to us by Christ that mere minds cannot even fathom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 21. He said, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died for nothing. Then Christ died in vain. Meaning that I must live life the way it needs to be lived, in such a way that the death Christ died will not be useless. But I found I'm more angry than, no, I don't do that no more. Why? It's a different man that lives in me. This man in me will not let me do it, even if I my weary before won't let me do it. I can't do it. Because something has taken over me. Won't find me there no more. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, let's go back to Romans 8. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in what? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So those of you, every December, we go for, what do they call them? There's this thing, they go home every December. So they do family meeting. Say they want to do cleansing. What are you cleansing? You are cleansing and cleansing. You know they ever clean. Do family cleansing. Say we are doing fasting and prayer and doing cleansing. I was cleansed once. Once. And that what cleansed me was is enough to keep me clean for the rest of my life. So therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He has cleansed me and made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I know some people who every revival meeting they go for deliverance. Every day I want to go for deliverance. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Yeah, they're not they delivered. Match them for bus. You go see both bus. And then you're wondering, I think with all this apron when you wear, plus every your big Bible you carry, he's fighting and everything. Why? He's not delivered. Just religious exercise. Because when you are truly, genuinely delivered, it will show. Hallelujah. Verse 17, please. And if children, okay, back, go up a bit, go from 14, sorry. Let me, there's something I'm trying to catch there. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. Please, I beg you, when you get home, read Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to 39. There's a whole lot packed there. I can't begin to tell because of lack of time. Okay, go to the next verse now. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. So fear is not supposed to be part of my life anymore. I am bold as a lion. Why? Because I have God's spirit in me. But you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry out, Abba, Father. Next verse. It says, the spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Somebody asked me once, how did you know that you are born again? I said, I know. If you drink, how you tell they know? If you're high, how you tell they know? You go, no, your character will show. You're going to do one left, one right. I told them on Thursday how when I was in secondary school, my father had visitors that came, some uncles and other. So they drank some drinks, all those sweet wine, coconut, waiting, Napoleon, brandy and all that, Calypso and all that. And I took, before my father saw them off and came back, I don't guzzle the thing. And they came, look at the bottle, he said, you drink this thing? Mm-mm. Yeah. He drew a line from here to that door. And he said, walk on this straight line. My line, not really straight. I was struggling and trying to walk on the straight line. My line, no, I didn't see myself to go another place until I hear booze. The verse before this that I was reading. He said, the spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. The Bible says that when Mary entered the house of Elizabeth, Elizabeth is the mother of John the Baptist, Mary is the mother of Jesus. When she entered their house, the baby in her womb leaped for joy. That's evidence. Be bearing witness. The Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I'm not cleansed. That this is now a temple. You go, you don't go walk for here. All those young, you don't go walk again because something else has taken over. His spirit bears witness with my spirit that we are children of God. Next verse. And if children, then heirs, meaning that we have the right to an inheritance that has been guaranteed. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know what it means to be joint heirs with Christ? Like, Christ is like my senior brother. You don't find trouble before for school and they won't beat you. And you won't run. Then you see your brother bros for back. Ah, now you will first jump, slap the person even if he top past you. Why? Because you know who they're your back. Amen. We have that backing in the solid rock. I get backing. I'm not Christ. Hallelujah. Joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Jump to 21. Let's see. Because the creation itself also, okay, 18. Let's take 18. Let's just run it from 18 to 21. He said, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. Pastor Muyiwa touched about this when he was talking about small potatoes. He said, all this is why they go. Because sometimes people will tell you that, Nas, life not be like this before. Since when you born again, see now. Then I say, no. These are small potatoes. Because I know how it will end. The glory shall be revealed in us. Next verse. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Amen. I must manifest. I must emerge. So there's no giving up. I am almost winning already. It's like when you are, Seba was describing, when you are in the darkest part of the night, right? When you are in the darkest part of the night, that's around, say, 2, 3 a.m., right? Abi? Darkest part of the night. Darkest part of the night. What time of the night is the darkest? Is it 12? 12 midnight. Okay. But that 12 midnight, you are close to 4 a.m. Abi? Yeah. Because in just a little while, it will be 4 a.m. and you begin to hear the cock crow and then it's done. Abi? Don't let anybody fool you and be telling you that, God unto the day. I like judgment. Now God unto the day. Because that's what people do when they want to help God. No, you can't help God. Hallelujah. He will do it. And he's never late. He's never late. I don't know who I'm talking to. He's never late. That thing, don't rush on God. He is never late. He will fix it and it will be a perfect timing. Hallelujah. For the manifestations of the sons of God. Next verse. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Next. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans. Okay, let's take Ephesians chapter 4, lastly, as we get ready to close. Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. He said, Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be what? Renewed. Be what? Renewed. The old ways will not walk. What took you here will not take you there. The old ways will not walk. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Next. And that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Put on Christ. Put on Christ. Let people just see you and see Christ. I can tell you, it's not easy, but it's doable. Hallelujah. Pastor just preached, finish. As you are stepping out of that door, you go see something that will make you, I remember one guy that bashed me once. He bashed me after I bashed my car. You know those when they drive rough, finish, they are very insultive and all that. When you come, don't lie down, humble. You just see like 15 of them don't lie down, come to beg you. You just look. You don't know what to do. Hallelujah. That's why your character has been tested. Amen. Amen. Our God is good. So, it's about death in Adam and life in Christ. The man I put on now is Christ. So, there are things I can do and there are things I must do. Amen. Amen. Our lives must portray Christ always. Let's rise up on our feet. This morning, we're just going to pray quickly. We are in that time where everywhere is tense, things are happening. But you see, we can live life, we can go through life, fulfilling and living for God and glorifying God, even in our mortal bodies, we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we pray this morning? Let's just pray this morning. Hallelujah. And what are you praying? Lord, thank you because I put on Christ. I put on Christ. I put on Christ. The life I live must reflect Christ. I will let Christ lead me. I'll let your spirit lead me, Lord. I'll let your spirit lead me. Let your spirit live through me. That men will see Jesus when they see me. They see Jesus. They see Christ living through me. Oh, le makabanda hida vodos. Le pakate semante. Enevre no soktaliba yadadesh. They will see Christ in me. Labo shata mande venenos adaya. That through my life that I live, I'll be able to draw people to Christ. Elamande veno kopata mande inevadadosh. Lebranda mante fakadosa la paina no som de limanda la dos adaya. Whatever I do, whether I sing, I'm at my workplace, whatever I do, people will just see Christ. Elamande yadosh and see solution and see answers. Lekatos elamande vreno oda la pande beneno shana mande vegedos adaya. Thank you, mighty God. We give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.